It was an amazing story. With the three B's, Bill Baxley, Jerry Beasley, and Albert Brewer had been planning to run for governor for 20 years. And they were all lined up to win the 1978 governor's race, a three-man race between the three B's. And all of a sudden, an unknown guy named Fob James comes out of the woodworks from over in Lee County. As we said last week, old Fob made a lot of money in a barbell business. He'd sold out, so instead of playing golf, he decided he was going to run for governor. Well, he'd gone to Memphis, Tennessee, and gone to the best political mind and professional media guru in the South, DeLoss Walker. Walker had polled the state, and even though he figured Fob might not could win, he'd make a lot of money off Fob. So Fob came to the dance with the best political mind and genius in the country, especially the South. Walker's one condition for taking the race was Fob must do exactly what he said. He must be scripted and never deviate from Walker's pat ads and speeches. Nobody was aware of Fob had gone to the genius Walker and had already been to political school when he signed up to run for governor in the spring of 1978 against Brewer, Baxley, and Beasley. Those three B's ignored old Fob. Baxley even praised him, saying, "Fob, be a good governor. Too bad he's not a serious candidate." Those words would come back to haunt Baxley. Walker's initial polling for Fob showed old Fob actually had some name identification from being an Auburn halfback in the 1950s. It also picked up on the fact that Auburn alumni yearned for an Auburn man to be governor instead of perennially a University of Alabama alumnus. However, Fob's best attribute was he always followed DeLoss Walker's script. No matter what question Fob was asked, he answered with the same pat answer. "I'm forgetting back to basics, reading, writing, and arithmetic." Fob traveled the state in a yellow school bus and let the three B's tie each other up. Baxley, Beasley, and Brewer spent all their time and money attacking each other with negative ads. All the while, Fob ran positive ads, evoking a clean image of himself. By mid-May, most Alabamians had seen so many negative ads and mudslinging by the three B's, they were of the opinion that all three had probably shot their mamas in a bar fight. But they liked old Fob James, even if they thought his name was Bob James. It was too late for the three B's when they saw a poll about a week before the election. It showed Fob ahead of all three of them. Well, Baxter refused to believe it and kept hammering at Beasley and Brewer, ignoring Fob. When the votes were counted, Fob was in first place. Baxter finished second. Brewer was third, and Beasley finished fifth behind State Senator Sid McDonald. Fob easily beat Baxley in the runoff. After all, what could Baxley say? He had run all over the state for 3 months saying Fob would make a good governor. Folks, Fob James had pulled off one of the most amazing upset victories in the history of Alabama politics. The Fob James story of the 1978 governor is truly one for the record. Thank y'all for listening.